Parshas Bichukosai Shishi Perakov Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lema. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Rashi, Pasuk Beis. Vayidaber al Bnei Yisrael speak to the Jewish people. Vamarta Lehem say to them, Ish ki afli neder, if a person will make a vow, Erekcha nafshos Hashem, the person's Shabbit to Hashem, according to the evaluation. Rashi says, ki afli yafrish b'fiv, who expresses with his mouth, to give a value to his soul, to say that the value of something which is dependent on my life is dependent on me, is an incumbent upon me to do. That's the word nefesh, like for example, a heart. So the value of the zachar from 20 to 60, and his erech will be, his value will be, 50 shekel, the kesef shekel kodesh, 50 shekel of silver shekel of the sanctuary. Rashi says, "V'ha'ekcha b'gomer ein erech zeh lashon damim." Erech does not mean the same value as the same meaning as the word dam, which means value. El bein shu yakar bein shu zola, whether it's actually objectively more valuable or less valuable. Kifishanav hu erech hakasev alav, perhaps according to the amount of years, is the fixed set of value for him. Erechcha k'mo arach, which is the same word as arach. The kifal hakaf in loydatim is lashon. Rash doesn't understand why there's a double kaf in this lashon. Pasuk dav in the kevahi, and if it's a female, by kach lashon shekel. If it's a female, then the value will be 30 shekel. Pasuk kev im ibn chamish shanim vabeshim shanav is from 5 years to 20 years. By kach zachar 20 shekel. So the value of the zachar would be 20 shekel. When the kevah seres shekelim, and for a female, would be 10 shekelim. Rashi says the imi ben chamishanim lo shehan noder katan, not meaning to say the katan, the younger 5-year-old, is making the neder for the erech shein habedaver katan klum, because the child can't make the darim. Al gadol shomer erech katan zeh shu ben chamishanim alai. Rather, it's an adult who's saying the value of this child, this erech of the child, is upon me. That's how much he gives. Pasuk klav im ben cholish abad ben chamishim shanat, he's a month old until 5 years old. Vayikachah zachar chamish shekelim kesef, and the value of the zach will be 5 shekel. When the kevah vayikachah shlosh shekelim kesef, and the kevah would be 3 shekelim of kesef. Pasuk Zayin, Zumi ben Shishim Shana Vamavla im Zachar Vayakacha Chamesha Asar Shekel. If it's over 60, if it's a Zachar, then it's 50 shekel in the Keva Asar Shekel, and the female's 10 shekelim. Rashi says, Umi ben Shishim Shana, Mishim Yagia, Lemehi Zakena, the Isha Krova Lichashiv Ki Ish. When it's to get old, the woman is actually becoming closer to be treated like a man. The Amri, Inchi Sabah Bevesa, Tacha Bevesa, a man who's old in the house, is like a, he's not so productive in the house, like a snare in the house. Safta bebesa, an old woman in the house, kaim bebesa allows the house to exist. Simana tava lebesa, and the simon is it's a good sign for the house. That's why the erech of the woman is actually not as worse, doesn't lose as much value as the erech of a man after they get after the age of 60. Plus chas v'machu, and if he's very poor, behamidu fnei kohen, and the kohen evaluates him. He sends him from the kohen, then erech also a kohen, the kohen shall evaluate him. Al pi asher tagi tasig yad hanoda yachin, according to how much the ability of him, the one who made the nether, has, the kohen shall evaluate him. Rashi says, v'machu sheini yodam ha'segas l'tein erech hazeh, he can't afford to pay this value. V'amidu l'na'arech l'fnei kohen, the person who's been evaluated, will stand before the kohen, v'arichu v'arichin l'ufi ha'segas yad yado shamarech, and he would evaluate him according to the ability of the one who made the nether for the erechin. Al peshet tasig, if he mash sheyesh lo, according to how much he has, yisadreu, he'll have to, you know, organize things to take. Yishar lo kedichayv, and only give him enough to live. So mita bekar bekesas, a staff, a pillow, and a blanket, bekuyonos, and what he needs for his profession. Imay chamar chamar mashir lo chamuro, and if he's a donkey driver, he gets his, you know, his donkey. But other than that, according to his abilities, everything else will be taken for the erchin value, and he would only have to be able to keep what he needs. If an animal of men offer an offering to Hashem, call Shayitim Men of Hashem, Yekodesh. Anything that that will be given from him to Hashem will be Kodesh. Rashi says, call Shayitim Menu, Amar Ragwashalze Ola, Drav Kayim, says this foot of the animal should be an Ola. It's, yeah, it's lasting, but Timachel Serech Ola, if we sell the animal for the needs of the Ola, and therefore the value is of that specific aver becomes hektish. Everything else is kulin. Plus a good lo sachlifenu fulei mirasod. Don't alter it. Don't change it. Tov brao rapatel, from good for bad, bad to good. Vimhemer yamir behema behema. If he does exchange an animal for an animal, v'huy haya usmar sumaraso, yekodesh. Both it and its changed, meaning the alternate one, will be holy. Rashi says, tov bara tam balmum, meaning good. It's right for a carbon. It has no mumim to a carbon which has mumim. O rabatov v'chol shekein tov b'tov o rabara. If it's from bad to good, you can't do all the maraso from neutral, from good to good or bad to bad. Pasuk it out. Kol behema tameh, surely akirvim menu carbon lashem. The meat as the hemel finish, that's looking at Kohen. If a person has a non-kosher animal that cannot be brought as Kohen to Hashem, but he has it evaluated, stood up before the Kohen to become a carbon. Rashi says, specifically, a Baal Mum, Shehi Tamei Lakar, which is invalid for a carbon. It tells us that the only time you're going to have the Kachim, which is a does not have a Baal Mum, can be allowed to be redeemed. It's only when it has a Mum. That's the context of the Pesukim. Pasuk Gibez V'Arich HaKoyin Osam, the coin shall evaluate it. Being Tov V'in Rav, the good or bad, K'Arich HaKoyin K'in Yeh, according to what the coin evaluates, that's what it is. Rashi says, K'Arich HaKoyin K'in Yeh, L'Shar Kol Adam, L'Kenosa V'Yad HaKadosh. It should be for any other person who comes to buy it, for the Gizbar, for the temple treasury, that's the value of the animal. If he will redeem it, then he has to add a fifth to its value when he redeems this hektish. Rashi says, the Torah adds a fifth, and certainly one who is sanctified as a house, sanctified as a field, or redeeming like Sheshini, the owners add a fifth and not the rest of the people. Meaning not owners. Pasuk Gidal. The ish ki yakish is peso kolosh Hashem. A person sanctifies his house to Hashem. Varich la coin being tov around the coin evaluates whether for a good price or a bad price. Share yarich also ha coin ken yikom. So according to the coin's valuation, that's what the value. That's what the value is. Pasuk tesav. Ema makdish yigal es peso. A person who sanctifies his house redeems his house. Piasaf miyasef piasaf chamishis kesef ekacha. And if he wants to redeem it, he has to add a fifth of its value. A love of that value, valuable, and then it will be his.